We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Alpha.
Gross. Mind you, I'm big bone. No, no, fair Look, it's a gun. It's a chemical reaction. I can't help it.
You eat too much.
Ah, well, of course, that's ridiculous. I mean, I suppose I'm not really overweight for a man of my size. 5'6", 15½ stone. I mean, you've got to be big to carry that.
You'll have to go on a diet.
It can't do any good. I'll go on fat. Some acquire fatness. Others have fatness, that's the problem. I can't go on a diet, that's asking too much. I give up anything rather than go on a diet.
La la la, oh, how wonderful news. I've been asked to play Grand Fair Fisherman, the new Jungle Picture. They said the other boat was too fat, and I'm just right. So I got the part, I'm going to be a star. All those wonderful love scenes with Lolo.
Quiet, William. I'm ordering my dinner. One lettuce leaf, a grated carrot, 3 lightly boiled peas, and a nut.
And they were very impressed. Said I was a natural for the part. They didn't tell me the name of the guy whose place I took. Some fat old slob built like a hippopotamus.
Hurry, are you all right?
It's all right. A bit of raw turnip went down the wrong way.
The only snag is they said I'm just a little bit too thin for the part. I've got to build myself up a bit, get weaving on the old food. Get something good and solid inside me.
How about a nice plate of cement?
This other guy has gone away to lose about 3 stone, and I've got to fatten the end. Then they'll finally decide between us. A cinch for me. No one could lose that much weight in a couple of weeks. Can I have some more steak and kidney pudding, Andre?
Another lettuce leaf, please.
That's right. A pile of potatoes on.
I'm going to cut that nut in half. We mustn't go mad.
Supper's ready, boys. Here's your bill.
Oh, great. The size of that juicy steak. Look at all that butter oozing on top of it. And fried onions. And all those beautiful crisp chips. Where's that freshly baked bread? Oh, delicious. And oops, I need to follow. And yes, I know. It's fresh whipped cream and chocolate sauce. And sherry trifles. And donuts to finish up with. And lovely cream cheese. And French bread. And 2 pints of ale to wash it down.
Here's your turn.
Oh, scrumptious, a stuffed carrot. This is a life. You've really debased yourself this last couple of days, Andre.
The turkey's all right, Bill.
The greatest.
And the roast potatoes and the sprouts.
Sensational. What's the ball?
Well, you've got a choice. Plum pudding, or sweet pudding and treacle, jelly and blancmange, or bacon tart and custard.
Oh, that's a lot.
Prince, what can we do, Prince?
Why would you sit down and torture me? Give us a bit of the turkey.
I was 15½ stone before I went on to be very good at that.
10. That should be about right, sir.
Yes, Dr. James.
Captain Lorenzo.
And as the steam seemed to gather closer about him,
He had a choice.
From somewhere above him.
A strange, eerie voice that says,
"You know him, miss."
Dear, oh dear. The one quicker matter than what...
Oh, no, don't be like that. I'm the attendant, I am. I'm just going to take some stuff out and see him, Bobby.
What stuff?
The Christmas pudding. Oh, you see, there's no room at home. Although I've only got a bed sitter.
Home? What do you do then?
I sit on the bed. Till half past nine.
Till half past nine?
Mm. Then what happens? Well, I said, get all the sheet over.
That's a good idea.
Then half past six, I get up, and then...
Yeah, you've got me riveted here. Go on.
Well, I sit on the bed till it's time to come to work.
Life is just one mad round of licentious pleasure for you and me.
Yeah, want a bit of pudding?
No, I don't think so. Not now.
Oh, well, yeah, it's done. I've got 16 there on the hold, and... Ooh.
What?
Someone sat on this one.
Oh, dear. You don't mind, I'm trying to read my book.
Well, what are you reading?
What? I'm just reading an Agatha Christie.
Oh.
Now, take your Christmas pudding... and go and sit on the bed. Go and sit on the bed. I've been waiting all day to read this. And I've
read that one.
Son?
I've read that one.
Good, I'm still trying to.
It's very exciting.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every page of it. And I want to finish it in peace. So if you close the door as you go out, I'd be very much relieved,
Sergeant. Indeed.
Thank you. Down the drain. I was only on page three.
Are you sure you won't have a bit of pudding?
No, I don't have a bit of pudding. I'm
trying to lose weight. That's what I'm at. Trying to lose weight? No, you're going the right place. Oh, before I started working here, I used to go 23 stones. And of course, walking in and out of the steam room all the time, I've lost 15 stones. Oh, I reckon in 5 years' time, I won't be here at all.
Come on, stop messing about.
get you boiled. I'll come back and I'll let you out in 14 hours' time.
Why 14 hours?
I just buy another pudding in there, will you? And don't you sit on it. Stay down.
You're just a bad apologist. We're giving the part to Bill Kerr.
Isn't he thinner than me?